They tarnished him, Micheál Martin, whenever there were 20,000 people from Donegal, Mayo, Clare, Limerick, the west of Ireland, but predominantly from Donegal. Tarnished him, Micheál Martin said that the scheme would be the biggest redress scheme in the history of the state. He said it would be $3.5 billion. It's estimated that the defective apartment scheme will be around $2.5 billion. So you've got a total there of $6 billion for those two schemes, and of course Pyrite is still ongoing too. So what was the allocation in the budget for all of these schemes? €70 million. By my estimation, it would take 85 years for everybody who's entitled to redress to get it. It's time to be honest here. Micheál Martin needs to be honest. He was never serious about a redress scheme that everybody could access. The scheme that we have right now is designed to exclude most families. Minister, you know in our home county of Donegal that there are people in their 60s and 70s who can't access the finance. They were not given a 100% redress scheme like over 3,000 families were given in Dublin and North Leinster. They got 100% redress. Our families in the west of Ireland haven't got it. That's why most families can't access the scheme. That's why the allocation in this budget is $70 million, because the government know the scheme is not designed to facilitate proper redress. So we will go to the people now soon, and the people will have their say. But it's time for honesty. When it was said, with all the sympathy and support that we were feeling from all around Ireland for people who did no wrong, with their lives falling apart, Micheál Martin said, we will have the biggest redress scheme in the history of the state, $3.5 billion. He never meant it. He was never serious. And the people will have their say in that very soon.